In what winter Olympic sport has the U.S. never won a medal? You may have heard that it's biathlon, the skiing and shooting event, but that's not quite right. In Vancouver 2010, the U.S. did win a biathlon medal in the Paralympics. The Paralympics began in the 1940s with wounded soldiers from World War II. The Sochi Paralympic Games begin today, and as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports, the U.S. team includes several veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the only American to medal in biathlon.
Cross-country skiing is a tough endurance sport. The biathlon makes it harder. You have to stop, shoot, and hit a target. Last month, the U.S. Paralympic team was training at 9,000 feet in Winter Park, Colorado. Andy Soule was breathing hard as he reached the top of a nasty uphill circuit. Soule is an Army veteran. In 2005, he lost both his legs to a bomb in Afghanistan. He's strapped onto a kind of seat mounted on two fixed skis. It's all arm strength as he hauls away on his ski poles. At the top, he spins around and heads back down.
Yeah, driving with the outside pole, it allows you to lift the outside ski off the snow.
Outside pole, quick, quick, quick. Keep moving it, keep turning it. Come on.
One of the coaches is yelling tips from the sidelines, but Andy Soule already has the technique down pretty well. Not that he'll say that. Soule is painfully modest, even talking about his bronze medal at the Paralympics in Vancouver 4 years ago.
The competition went well for me. I got a fourth place and a third place. The third place is America's first Olympic or Paralympic medal in biathlon.
So you made history.
That's what blushing sounds like on the radio. Same thing with his marksmanship.
I was familiar with the basics of marksmanship.
He won't mention that he held the Army's highest rating with a rifle.
There it is.
At the target range, the skiers fling themselves prone and fire air rifles at five black bullseyes. Soule says the tricky part of biathlon is skiing hard and then calming down to hold a rifle steady. Even harder if you've been skiing using only your arms. Marksmanship under pressure is something that a few on the team learned in the military.
I'm Dan Knossen, a member of the U.S. Paralympic Nordic Ski Team. I'm also an active duty service member in the Navy.
Knossen led a Navy SEAL team. In 2009, he lost both his legs to a bomb in Afghanistan. Recovery was tough, but he focused on improving a little each day.
At one point, the improvement was sitting up out of bed. That's a because I hadn't done it for weeks, and my balance was all gone, and they had to hold me and then let go, and then I would fall back. But I always focused on the next step, and the next thing you know, I'm running.
He started running on prosthetic blades and then tried skiing and then joined the U.S. team for Sochi. The advantage for a Navy SEAL like Knossen is that he can ski his fastest right up to the target range and then calm down and shoot. Other military habits do not help. Knossen says in combat, he needed to be aware of everything around him. That's all a distraction at the biathlon.
I'm so aware of other skiers and people cheering, the announcer talk. I need to tune that out, but it's hard. It's hard. You just have to focus on five shots on that little black circle.
Down four, right two.
Of course, he'd still rather be leading Navy SEALs, but Knossen says for sports, the biathlon might be about as close as it gets.
I can move and shoot, I can be on a team, I can travel, train hard for a goal. It seems like a pretty good transition.
The Paralympic biathlon begins tomorrow in Sochi, Russia. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Share with us what you like about the program and what you don't. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on the word contact at the bottom of the page.
And if you want to hear something again or catch up on what you missed, it's all online at npr.org/allthingsconsidered.
To follow our program and us on Twitter, I'm at NPR Audie.
I'm at NPR Melissa Block. Our co-host Robert Siegel is at rsiegel47.
And the show is at NPR ATC.